Shreveport-based LifeShares Blood Centers announced the creation of its first endowment yesterday, made possible by a loyal blood donor who quietly bequeathed a life insurance policy. LifeShare CEO Margaret Wallace says the endowment, currently $10,000, will serve like a savings account that will grow in perpetuity.
It's a security. If something happens, we have that as a backing because we have a responsibility to 117 hospitals. So if everything that could happen happens, we would have that money to back to support us, to support the hospitals.
At a press conference yesterday, the sister of the late Vivian Dell Holder talked about her life. The Ruston native spent 30 years as a missionary, working as a librarian all over the world. Lucy Holder Spiller says her sister gave her money to a dozen organizations when she died in 2012.
We didn't know that she had accumulated that much of the money. We knew that she lived conservatively, but she was taking care of that money so she could help others both while she was living and then after she was gone.
The Community Foundation of North Louisiana manages more than $96 million in assets, including this endowment. Executive Director Paula Hickman says there are many more Vivian Holders in the world.
We often think that to be a philanthropist, you need to be a Rockefeller or a Bill Gates, but everyone has something to give and can make a difference in this community, and Vivian certainly is an example of that.
Wallace says LifeShare has a $50 million budget and provides patients with 160,000 units of blood annually. Currently, LifeShare has a shortage of O negative.